Welcome to this evening's Sunday service, spiritual Sunday service. Tonight we are going to be doing a world peace meditation. I know that we did one last time and we usually alternate the meditations, but there's so much going on in the world at the moment that requires our positive thoughts that it just felt like it was really the right thing to do. Just a few quick Zoom rules. We will be recording parts of this evening, everything apart from the messages. And those recordings will be available to download for free. You'll be able to find them after the service on the Sunday service page of the website where you click to join. And there you'll find previous Sunday services as well that you can download should you want to listen back to those prayers and blessings and meditations again. If you want to record tonight, you're more than welcome. Just remember that any recordings that you make are for personal use only, and in no way, shape or form for resale purposes. There won't be any course notes readily available for this evening, but if you would like a copy of the prayer or the blessing or the script for the meditation, feel free to email Sue, who has kindly agreed to administrate this for me, at edwin.c.notes@googlemail.com. That's edwin.c.notes@googlemail.com. If you have any questions that arise either from the channeling or the meditation or from a message that you receive from me this evening, please contact me via our online questions form. So you go to the website, click on the library tab, a menu pops down and you'll see questions for Edwin, and you click on that and it'll take you to an online form to fill out. If anybody sends me anything in any other way, I'll just point them back to that section of the website. We're just trying to keep people from sending massive emails down. So Andrew's created this form that limits the amount of words that you can type into the boxes in order to ask me questions. I might suggest then that you grab a pen and pad to make notes should you receive a message, because if you do contact me and ask me about further information, I probably will need prompting about the message that you've been given. Without a prompt, I probably won't remember what I've said to you. But even if it's just you saying, oh, there was a picture of a woman with a rabbit's mask, it'll be enough to remind me about what the message was. There'll be no question and answer moments this evening because it's a service and not a lecture. And the service will last an hour with no break. At the moment you're all muted, this is how the majority of the service will be throughout the evening. Just cuts out any background noise and prevents any chaos from reigning. Right. We're going to start with an opening prayer, and tonight we're going to use the prayer of Saint Francis, who of course we know as the Ascended Master Kutumi. What I'd like you to do is repeat the prayer line by line after me. We'll say it three times through, but alternately you might just want to sit back and let the prayer kind of wash over you. So just take a few breaths, get yourself nice and comfortable, and close your eyes, and I'll find some music for us as a little background for this. Right. There we are. Let's just pull that volume down. Okay. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace.
Make me an instrument of your peace.
Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. Let this be so, for the greater good of all. So mote it be. Amen. Okay, so in a moment we are going to do our world healing meditation. I will just say, because it popped into my head whilst we were doing the opening prayer, that a long time ago when I was doing a series of prayers or invocations, I asked Saint Germain at the time, why should we say things three times through? I know that three is a number which is often attributed to the power of beginnings, but sometimes it doesn't always seem appropriate. And yet still, I was always guided by Saint Germain to say things three times through. And he said that when we are saying certain prayers or affirmations, we say them once for the outer world, we say them once for the inner world, and we say them once for ourselves. So when I pushed him on this, he said that the first time we say the prayer, the vibration going out into the world is affecting the quantum universe around us through our intent. The second time we say it for our unconscious and subconscious mind, so that the prayer or the affirmation becomes rooted in that part of ourself that can bring about real lasting change to our thoughts and our emotions. And the third time we say it is for our present self in the moment, the conscious waking self, and it anchors the prayer into place. So I've always bore that in mind when I've been doing affirmations or prayers like the one that we've just been doing. And I think that also, for me at least, the more I say them the second time round and then the third time round, the words take on a stronger, clearer, sharper meaning, and I can ease myself into the prayer and the affirmation more and give over more of myself to focusing on the words and bringing the words alive through visualization. So three times through, once for the outer world, once for the inner world, and once for the present self. So this evening's meditation is a world healing meditation. Some of you will have heard it before. I've used it before, and I've also recorded it separately and made it available as a separate download on our website so that people could use it more often. But I think it's a really powerful one, which is why I've chosen to do it again this evening. I'm not going to direct you to any particular part of the world. I'm going to leave that up to you as to where you might want to focus the healing energy, the energy of peace. You might choose a particular place. You might choose the entire globe. You might choose to focus on environmental issues. You might choose to focus on one of the many wars that are going on around the world at this moment in time. You might choose to focus your healing thoughts and energies on the humanitarian aid. It is entirely up to you. You might choose to just allow yourself to be guided by your intuition. So when we get to that little space, that's for you to do your part in directing your portion of the power, or that part of the power that we're all plugged into. So if you'd like to get yourselves nice and comfortable, please, I'll pop a little bit of more music for background for us. What did I think I was going to use? I think we decided on that one. Great. And let's pull the volume down to there. Marvelous. So close your eyes, please. Make yourself comfortable. Take a few breaths. We're going to call upon the angels of light, peace, love, and healing. So bring your hands over your heart center and repeat these words after me. Angels of light.
Angels of light.
Peace, love, and healing. Be with me. Now bring your hands into the prayer position in front of your heart and repeat these words after me. Angels of light, peace, love, and healing, come to me. And now bring your hands into a bowl position in front of the heart and speak these words after me. Angels of light, peace, love, and healing, become one with me. Open yourself to the presence and the power of the angels of light, peace, love, and healing as they gather and draw close, merging their energy with your energy, aligning their minds and hearts with your minds and hearts, connecting with your spirit. Feel yourself magnified by their presence, your consciousness expanding, your energy reaching out into the ether, into the quantum realm, connecting through the unified field, connecting through the flower of life, aligning with all other minds and hearts here this evening. Each connection strengthening the other. Like hearts and minds linked in peace and hope, in light and truth and love. Our energy stretching around the world like a blanket, like a wave of power. Now I want you to make sure that your hands are back in that bowl position, held in front of the heart, shoulders nice and loose and relaxed. We're going to chant a little mantra. And as we do so, I want you to imagine forming in your cupped hands tiny little shimmering lights like fireflies, appearing and growing until they overflow, filling the bowl that your palms make. So repeat after me, little lights, healing power of the angels, flow through me, heal the world. Little lights, healing power of the angels, flow through me, heal the world. Little lights, healing power of the angels, flow through me, heal the world. The tiny lights inside the palms of your hands, overflowing from the cup they form, spin and whirl and flow. Out into the world, out into the ethers, carried on the net of light, flowing through the unified field. Each light a wish for peace, each light a desire for harmony, each light hope and prayer. Cast out upon the net, cast out into the web, flowing to where it is needed most, flowing to where your thoughts guide them. Little lights, healing power of the angels, flow through me, heal the world. Little lights, healing power of the angels, flow through me, heal the world. Little lights, healing power of the angels, flow through me, heal the world. Little lights, healing power of the angels, flow through me, heal the world. Little lights, healing power of the angels, flow through me, heal the world. Now, as the power flows, I'm going to chant a mantra for universal peace. You can either chant it with me or simply sit back and listen to it, focusing on allowing yourself to be used as a channel through which the angelic healing flows. All of the words I'm going to say are words for peace, taken from different countries: Aramaic, Tibetan words, Chinese, Hebrew, Gaelic, Hopi, Sanskrit. Let them hold the focus of our thoughts on peace. Salam Siddhi Thai, Shalom Sith Sipala Om Shanti. Peace. Salam Siddhi Thai, Shalom Sith Sipala Om Shanti. Peace. Salam Siddhi Thai, Shalom Sith Sipala Om Shanti. Peace. Salam Siddhi Thai, Shalom Sith Sipala Om Shanti. Peace. Salam Siddhi Tai. Shalom Sif Sipala. Om Shanti. Peace. Salam Siddhi Tai. Shalom Sif Sipala. Om Shanti. Peace. Salam Siddhi Tai. Shalom Sif Sipala. Om Shanti. Peace. Salam Siddhi Tai. Shalom Sif Sipala. Om Shanti. Peace. Salam Siddhi Tai. Shalom Sif Sipala. Om Shanti. Peace. Salam Siddhi Tai. Shalom Sif Sipala. Om Shanti. Peace. Now take a few deep breaths and allow the last of the healing energy to pass through you out into the world. As these final remnants of energy flow through you, give thanks and allow the presence of the angels to begin to separate themselves from your energy and step back, disentangling themselves from your mind, your heart, your body and spirit, leaving you balanced, calm, energized, protected, grounded and well. Take a few more deep breaths. Feel the chair beneath you and the space around you. Ground yourself if you feel the need to. Protect yourself if you feel the need to. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. As well as this meditation being available at the end of the service, as we've done it this evening, there is this other version of it, which is already on the website and available to download for free. I brought it out quite some time ago, I think, when the Ukraine war first emerged. Tonight's version is a little different, but you know, please feel free to download either version and to share it with whomever you would like and to use it as much as you would like as well. I'm going to dip straight into the channeling now. We'll see what spirit have to give us as a message for this evening. Not sure who the message will come from. We will see. During times of tragedy and conflict, it is common for people of all walks of life, all culture and spiritual belief to pray and send positive thoughts to those places marred, grief-stricken and damaged. And it is also common for those who do not believe to decry them their efforts and proclaim that thoughts and prayers are all well and good, but have no impact upon the real world. Quantum physicists might say something different, some at least, who believe that intent affects quantum reality, which in turn affects macrocosmic reality. We may fall into the trap at times of believing the naysayers when we look upon the state of the world and wonder why our prayers seem to have no effect upon it at all. And yet the truth is, none of us will ever know what might have been if we had not prayed or sent our healing thoughts of light, how bad things might have become, how painful and how difficult for all those people there without the support of our invisible threads of light. Also, it is important to note that in war, it does not take a huge effort to avert more killing or disaster. Often, all that it requires is a single word uttered by a single person. A person in power, a person in charge, may be, but they in turn are influenced, of course, by others, people that they know and love, people that they will never know, words that they will hear, sights that they will see, synchronicities and serendipities and omens and portents, dreams and thoughts, inspiration and intuition. Wars begin and end with single words, with ideas, with thoughts, with hope. Wars come to an end as a result of tiny things, inconsequential, infinitesimal, unrecognized. Things maybe that would never occur if it were not for the power of thought, prayer, and light. So when next you are challenged and someone says, it would need tremendous power in order to create an event that would prevent a war, that would stop an army, that would inhibit a bomb from destroying a city. Remember that this is simply not true. Remember that the power of your thoughts riding out into the quantum universe, affecting the infinitesimal, which in turn affects the macrocosmic, can have a powerful effect upon the right person in the right place at the right moment in time and prevent atrocities from rolling forwards. And that behind the scenes, unseen, unheard, light and thought and love and hope can penetrate the deepest, darkest heart buried beneath grief and despair, and give it the power to endure, to carry on, to fight, to transcend, to see beyond division, and to begin to plan for unity and repair. Alone you are powerful. Together you are stronger. When you align your thoughts and your will, your heart and your endeavor. There is nothing that your thoughts and prayers cannot do. Remember this then. Remember this and continue with your observation. Continue with your endeavors and know and trust that they are needed, that they have power, and that they can affect your world. In love, let this be so. In peace and grace and truth, let this be so. So mote it be. Amen. Right, so that was Saint Germain in one of his more compassionate moments, delivering that message for us. I remember a long time ago, I had a similar conversation with Saint Germain about sending out light to the world. And he replied in one of the ways that he spoke this evening, saying, yes, but what you don't realize is how things would be if you hadn't sent that light. And I said, I'm not quite sure what you mean. And he said, well, I'll show you. So he said, you know, the world is existent on numerous levels, numerous parallel realities. So in this reality, this event took place, you sent out this healing for the world, and things unfolded in this direction. But I'll show you, he said, a parallel reality where you didn't do that healing. And in this vision of this world, not wholly dissimilar to our own, he showed me how things progressed in a much darker way. And he was trying to make it clear how that tiny little contribution of light that I'd given had just helped to nudge things in the right direction, that it enabled our reality to move in the direction that it did. And that wasn't because I'm a powerful channeler or anything like that. It was simply doing the right thing at the right time. Sometimes the tiniest nudge of energy is all that is needed. But it's really easy, I think, for us sometimes to think, oh, little old me saying a prayer, it's not going to do anything. It's never done anything in the past. So today, I'll just not bother tonight. I'm tired, or I'm just not feeling it. When, if our intuition is telling us, go and say the prayer, go and do the meditation, go and send the healing, we should go and do that, because maybe us doing that at that moment in time will contribute to making the big difference. So although sometimes it's exhausting and it's tiring and it feels like we're pouring good energy after bad, it's really important that we keep going. So folks, I'm going to give you a few notices and then we're going to get on to this evening's messages. So next Sunday on the 29th is our Labyrinth workshop. It's a great workshop. It's very interactive. We're going to be looking at a number of different labyrinths in a number of different ways, for protection, for experiencing communion with the divine, for balancing the mind, heart and chakras, for balancing the energy of the left and right hemispheres of the brain, the anima and animus energy, the masculine and energy and feminine energy forces within the body. Great, fun workshop, lots of things to do. Don't forget, we have our online survey, which you can find on the website, where we're gauging people's interest in things to try and tailor make our catalogue of events for next year. If you can find a moment to fill that in, it would be much appreciated. And towards the end of this month, of course, we'll put out new stuff for next month. And there'll be a message, of course, for November as well from the Merlin that's free to download from the website. You can go back and catch up on the previous ones that have gone as well. Okay, let me switch the recording on.